4 years ago, Icelanders were angry. Banks' emblems were burned in the street. People worried they would lose their houses, their savings. The country felt isolated. After 90 years of independence, Iceland applied to join the European Union. 4 years later, the sun is shining on Iceland. It's the EU that seems a darker, less attractive place. Though it's still government policy to join, most citizens say they're no longer in favour.
I don't want to, like, give our currency away and all that, because it's kind of romantic that we're so small.
I really want us to have our Icelandic krona, not the stupid euro.
I think the euro would probably benefit us. Our current situation is, with our own currency, is not so good.
Iceland's economy is on a growth spurt. Sites like these bring tourists flocking in ever greater numbers. Iceland's currency is half the value of 4 years ago. Tourist attractions, such as these sulphur baths, are now generally more affordable than they were. Fishing is doing well too. Fish stocks are increasing, and boat owners benefit from selling their catch in Iceland's now much cheaper currency. And while Iceland can currently keep the entire catch in its waters for its own boats, anti-EU campaigners like Halló Hallsson say this would change if Iceland joined the community.
Fish dominates Icelandic society. It's the most important industry in this country. In the European Union, it's only 1 or 2 or 3% of the gross national product. But in Iceland, it overrides everything else.
Back in 2008, Iceland let its banks default on debts they could not honour. It meant the state had more financial leeway to increase pensions, jobless benefits and home loan reliefs to a society in shock. London-based Icelandic entrepreneur Svein Valfells thinks that other struggling European countries could learn from Iceland's treatment of its banks.
The main lesson is to let them fail, but let them fail in a controlled way. The government money should broadly be spent on protecting basic services, such as education and healthcare.
Many Icelanders now view the EU and the Eurozone with horror. They see countries like Greece, which are stuck with high debts, high unemployment, and economies still in recession. They see pharmacies running out of stocks. Pro-EU businessman Benedikt Johansson admits all this is not helping his cause.
But why compare to Greece? Why don't we compare to Denmark, to Holland, to Sweden, to Finland, to Germany, to the countries that are closest to us?
Iceland is not the only country to be moving away from the EU. Turkey's application, already 25 years old, is slipping further away. Serbia, Macedonia and Montenegro's applications all face obstacles too. Croatia will join the 27-country club next year. But if Iceland's government decides to follow its people's will, that could be it for a very long time. Dominic Laurie for VOA News in Reykjavik, Iceland.